Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, the voice of the millennial generation.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Thrilling day today, Jordan.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a husk.
You feel like a husk?
I feel like a husk.
Is that because you...
It's been a thrilling day for me, but...
You finally turned into a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah, it's out there. I sent my discarded chrysalis here to tape the show. My butterfly is flying around.
Is it because you're a snake and the seasons are changing?
Yeah, I'm a very complicated being. I have a complex metamorphosis cycle.
Is it because you're making flour?
No, well, here's what's going on.
Okay.
I've evolved.
Right.
I've undergone my change.
You're on the next level?
My husk is here.
Right.
You know, co-hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
My butterfly is out there granting some wishes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of, like, right now, like, let's say your butterfly, and your butterfly may be doing this. Let's say your butterfly is running a Periscope feed right now.
Oh, sure.
Your butterfly is on Meerkat right now.
Mm-hmm.
I notice at Next Level Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Tweets that he's running his Meerkat feed.
It's Omega Jordan.
Okay. Omega.
That's what I call the
Omega Jordan
butterfly that sprang from my chrysalis.
Okay. What do we see? What kind of wishes do we see?
Well,
is it a him?
It's a pan-gendered sexless star being.
Gotcha.
That takes the form of a butterfly.
Right.
I don't mean to get so technical on this. I should say that anything I can say about what the pansexual butterfly-shaped energy creature is doing.
Hold on. Now, sex and gender are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it both pansexual and pan-gendered, meaning it has all genders and all sexualities?
It has all sexualities, but it's got a big old dong.
Gotcha.
A common misconception is that the human husk and the changed energy being
right.
have a psychic connection. Mm-hmm. That is not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, common misconception.
Okay.
Perpetuated by the lamestream media.
Can I ask you to suppose?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were offering a suppository.
Sure.
What would that star butterfly be granting right now?
I mean, it's a lot of minor things. It's not like new job or love of your life. It's like, you know, someone's walking around. They're a little hungry. They're a little thirsty at the same time. Boom. They hit one of those guys who gives you a spicy fruit bag.
Oh, God. The spicy fruit bags are great.
Yeah, I had a spicy fruit bag today. It was awesome.
Okay. What about this?
Yeah.
The ultimate toothbrush. Like, you're at the drugstore,
okay.
You can't figure out which one to buy, but then, dead center, because of the wish you just made,
sure.
is the ultimate brush.
Bendable head, medium bristles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of, like, you know, life convenience things.
I'm like a super comfy grip.
Yeah.
But you can use it different ways, because if you're just pounding that thing, you know, if you got holding it like a baseball bat,
mm-hmm.
you can't get the precision you need.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I like a nice grip, bendable head, mm-hmm. medium bristles.
As a husk, do you think you're still going to need to brush your teeth?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm new to being a husk. It only happened this afternoon.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I've got a whole life ahead of me.
Let's say you were to offer a suppository about it.
Sure. I would guess, yeah, probably oral hygiene, less important.
Right.
But yeah, husk cleaning, that's a new challenge.
It's satisfying. It can be satisfying. Whether or not you need it, it can be satisfying.
Well, what do you mean? Just like brushing my teeth, even if it's not important, it's just kind of a ritual thing.
It's a ritual.
Sure, yeah, ritual is important.
How you know you're ready for the day, how you know you're ready for bed.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
To, you know, cup of coffee.
You wake up in the morning at 3:45,
mm-hmm.
you brush your teeth.
You brush your teeth. Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's bring our guest into the program. he's a celebrated actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's the star of our colleague Lindsay Pavlis' favorite video game, which is called Phoenix Wright Lawyer Simulation Game.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Phoenix Wright, the star lawyer of the program. He's Spider-Man in something. when we met him before. I found out he's Spider-Man in something.
Yeah.
Sam Riegel.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sam.
I was Spider-Man in something.
What were you Spider-Man in?
In one of the Spider-Man games based on the reboot. No, I guess it's just the reboot of the Spider-Man movie franchise, the Andrew Garfield.
So you were having to put the spin on Spider-Man that Andrew Garfield had put on it.
Yeah, it wasn't a voice match.
Oh, yeah?
I wasn't doing an Andrew Garfield voice. I was just myself.
Sure.
But it was my take on Spider-Man. Listen, I'm not the first guy to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I certainly won't be the last. But it was fun, and I got to crawl around like an idiot.
No. Did you crawl?
I did the mocap for the
really?
Game too, yeah.
So you got to like do Spidey motions?
Yeah. My first day on the job, they put me when there was
they put a ping pong ball on your dick and sent you out to the green screen.
Yeah, I mean, I do that every day anyway, but
right.
But this was professionally.
Wake up in the moment.
Can you put a ball on your dick? Ball on your dick. Anyway,
it's got a nice grip.
It does, yeah.
But yeah, no. The first day on the job, they said, okay, so you walk into the scene. Well, you spider walk into the scene on the ceiling, which we're going to shoot on the floor, and then flip it. And I was like, how does Spider-Man crawl? And they were like, well, how do you crawl? So I crawl. I had to figure out my Spider-Man crawl.
That's great that they gave you that much, like, creative freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There wasn't a crawling Bible?
Nope.
To take a look at.
Did you have to get to make the thwip hands?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I tried to put my own little spin on it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
You got to, you know, sense memory where the button is or,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know more about this, but is there a button or is it just, is it a mechanical thing with his finger?
Oh, it depends on which Spider-Man we're talking about because there's Space Alien Spider-Man. That
sure.
guy shot Space Alien juice at people.
Sure.
And that was in like the late 80s.
Is that Venom?
Well, so, okay. Let's talk Spidey.
Okay.
Boy, I can't believe we're sitting here explaining Spider-Man to Spider-Man. This is crazy.
This is amazing.
What is my life?
This is amazing. So Spider-Man, what's great about this is we have managed to steer me to the only area of comic book knowledge I offer, which is Spider-Man from when I was 8 to 12.
Okay.
Spider-Man went and got the black Spider-Man suit.
Well, it came to him, right?
He got it in space.
Yeah.
He got it in space.
During the Secret Wars.
Right. And then it started to turn evil.
It's nefarious, yeah.
So he went back to the other red Spider-Man suit.
By the way, most black suits,
mm-hmm.
not good. They're
yeah.
not good. They're,
yeah.
they're evil
sure.
in comic book world.
Yeah, right. I think so. I mean, it looks appealing, but it ultimately drives you mad with power.
Yeah.
You'd think comic book characters would stop putting on these black suits.
Absolutely.
On the other hand... Not all black suits. Hashtag not all black suits.
Sure.
Yeah. Black suits matter.
Right.
Then Spider-Man got rid of that. I don't remember how that happened.
Yeah.
Something Todd McFarlane. And then.
Spawn. Spawn helped him.
Spawn turned in. No. The black suit turned into Spawn.
Yeah.
It got on a creepy guy, a creepo, and creepo was not as strong as Spider-Man and was more warped.
It's Eddie Brock, his rival at the newspaper.
There you go. Eddie Brock, his newspaper rival.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
I know.
God, yeah.
I know.
Not featured in the video game, but still.
I'm interested in portraying that role.
Eddie Brock role?
I'm making myself available.
All right.
Let the producers know.
Would you mocap it?
I would do the mocap. I have a lot of strong feelings about what part of his hand Eddie Brock presses.
To shoot space goo.
Yeah. Once they put the ping pong ball on your penis.
Mm, sure.
Did they require you to get a boner? Did they help you?
They like a nice chub.
Right.
Oh, but not full.
Not full, because yeah. the computers aren't that advanced.
Right.
That's 16-bit.
Like, give us an 8-bit chub.
Yeah.
I think the last person we talked to about video game voice work, etc., was Rob Corddry.
Oh, yeah, years ago, one of our favorite guests. I remember the main thing that he talked about was efforts.
I was going to ask Sam about
efforts. It's all about the efforts. If you're going to do video game voices, it's all about the the reacts, the efforts, the grunts, that sort of stuff.
Efforts is like – that's like the noises that you make. How would you describe what the efforts are?
Well, you know, it's all the stuff – like the talking parts of the game and the cutscenes, you know, that's the story elements. But most of what you hear as you play a fighting game or a war game or a Spider-Man game, most of what you hear is all that bullshit. So that is mostly what you record in these video games.
Now, are they really punching you?
No, but there's like a set – there's a set array of efforts that pretty much exist in every game, which is giving damage, getting damage, gasps, leaps and lands. These are all – in fact, we're on the radio here.
Okay. Yeah. Could you
give me a punching effort?
Sure. So this is – I'm throwing a punch.
You're throwing a punch. Just a light punch. You're a ninja. It's easy for
you. Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. And thank you for that. And thank you for creating that world for me.
Yeah, I mean it's not going to be like, you're a professional fighter.
Sure, I'm a professional. Okay. And I'm really going to try and do this. I'm not going to try and put some jokey spin on it. I really want to like – prove that I can do this.
Sure. That was great.
Oh, thanks. I felt
great.
I felt it.
Visceral.
I felt powerful.
Now, Sam, I feel like now it's our turn to throw this back at you. You're the professional. I want to hear the sound of you as Spider-Man.
Yes.
Getting a slightly disappointing birthday present.
Not with words. Like, let's just hear an effort
that gets
that across.
I don't know. That
was a good effort.
That was a good effort.
Because he was trying to be polite.
He was surprised, a little disappointed, but also vulnerable.
Sure.
And what's nice about
that. Oh, another David Sedaris book.
Yeah.
They're great, but it's a lazy gift.
Yeah. What's nice about it is if you just do a little pitch shifting.
Yeah, sure.
Like four different kinds of orgasm you can make
up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The way you can only pay you the one day, right? You don't got to come in the next day for orgasms.
I mean, I'm making a Spider-Man video game right now, and I think I will use that sound for Venom's orgasms.
Wait, what kind of game is this?
Are you making an unlicensed erotic Spider-Man spinoff game starring Venom?
Well, it stars Spider-Man and Venom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So what you might call an erotic adventure.
Okay.
Yeah.
S/V?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
S/V. Fan gaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fun.
Is this going to be like a Flash thing that you can play on your desktop, or is this like a full console release?
In which the
characters experience full release.
Full release console game.
If one of the characters puts on a black condom, does their wang become evil wang?
A symbiote condom.
Sure, from beyond the stars.
Sam, you weren't in video games. You weren't in video games in the era of full motion video, were you?
I've never done any full motion video
games.
That
would be great.
It would have been.
Is that back?
No, but now the technology is so advanced that it's almost the same thing. The mocap is sort of fading away, and now the new thing is like facial capture, performance capture. They can get your face in a video game.
Yeah, no, I think there's Kevin Spacey in one of those Call of Duty games.
Yeah, he's just doing his thing.
I think it would be hard to capture my performance. There's a certain ineffable quality.
Yeah, there's a miasma of...
That's a kind. Let's say various miasmas here that are hard. We did occasionally at midnight when we're kind of looking to put something together. We'll say like, "Hey,
job drop."
Sorry guys. Whoops, did I drop something? Yeah, it's my awesome job on a fake game show. We'll call the research people and it's like, "Hey, we want to do something with, you know, water slide fails," or just say your category, and in a couple hours they send us a big packet of.
When you say the research people, you're talking about the reference desk of the New York Public Library?
Yeah, it's mostly it's a Dewey Decimal System type thing.
Are they all? Do they all have that '50s glasses? And they're all ladies who talk like this.
Yeah, right. And they're a little persnickety, but they get the job done.
Hello, Jordan.
Speaking to my good ear.
What kind of fails are you looking for today?
I've got some lovely stripper poles that came out of the ceiling.
I'm gonna have to go deep in the stacks for that.
Are you sure you just don't want some nice microfiche? So we did something.
What's Chris Hardwick really like?
He's a great guy. Actually a nerd. we did something on those old Full Mission video games because people just upload those to YouTube because for some reason people want to watch them.
Oh, I know. Well, our friend Justin McElroy wrote from My Brother and Me writes for Polygon, the video game website, did a whole series of write-ups of Full Motion video games, including the Wayne and Garth home video game.
Whoa. I have not heard of
that. Features otherwise unseen Wayne's World footage shot exclusively for the VHS game.
Wow. Whoa. Neat.
So wait, forgive me, but these were games that you could play on your VCR and fast forward?
There's multiple types of full motion games. So that was a VHS game where you fast forward back and forth depending on what you decide.
Mm. Sure.
There were also like CD-ROM games for systems like the Sega CD and the Philips CD Interactive, my own home 486-33, that featured cutscenes with tiny postage stamp-sized full motion video often.
Nice.
And it was the worst. Those games were universally execrable. And the best part is they would usually make these games in San Mateo or whatever, you know, one of these places where they make video games. And so when I was in ninth and 10th grade, which would be like 9th grade, 14, 95, that was like the very end of the full motion video game era. And my theater teachers, I went to an arts high school, my theater teachers, like one of their main sources of income would be acting in cutscenes of full motion video games.
Wow.
And sometimes just like Edward James Olmos would be in it too.
I was going to say the king of full motion video games, the star that for some reason everyone could get or had a real love for these, Tim Curry. Tim Curry is in like 10 of these.
Man, that's a good get.
And he's always pretty good, you know? He's always noticeably better than the other full motion video guys.
He seems like he wouldn't ever phone in a performance.
He definitely didn't.
For a VCR game.
I feel like Tim Curry would never phone in like an order at Starbucks. Like no matter what Tim Curry is doing, he's doing it balls to the wall.
Full on, in costume, in full makeup.
Yeah.
So it really gave me a lot of like respect for him. Like in one sense, yes, it's very embarrassing that your resume has so many of these things on it and multiple different ones that don't even seem to be part of the same series. But it really was a lesson in like give everything your best, you know?
Yeah, but it was thrilling at the time. I remember the first time my computer with its PC sound card, not even a sound blaster.
Boy.
With its PC sound card, PC sound card said words at me. I had a game called, I think it was Front Page Sports Football that had this. No, it was Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. At the beginning, it had a copy protection, and through the PC speaker, it would go, "Can I have your security password?" And that was the most exciting thing in history to me. That this piece, "Can I have your security password?" As a like a. It's like a, you know, CGA picture of a security guard it was.
Did it have a vocal problem that it needed one of those smoker's larynx talkers to speak?
It did. It had a smoker's larynx talker. That's actually, I didn't know you were a doctor. Usually only people in the profession use the
the jargon.
I don't know names of anything.
The smokers.
I forget most things.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I wonder what the thing we're most impressed by now is going to seem like the dumbest in 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be one of those things where you dance around and your video game does something, right?
I think, though, people were never really impressed with those.
Oh, is that gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
No, that's not gone.
Really? Yeah, I think it is.
But no, isn't Just Dance, isn't that a thing?
Oh, you know what? People still do like Just Dance. You're right.
And Just Dance is pretty amazing technology.
It is, absolutely.
Speaking as someone who used to do the thing where you step on the arrows.
Yeah, oh, Dance Revolution.
to lose the floor pad and move to just you and a camera is pretty outstanding technology.
Yeah.
It's still super stupid, though.
I mean, I definitely remember the full motion games. I think my first one was Sewer Shark for the Sega CD.
Nice.
You're a space pilot who is in the sewer for some reason. And you have to zoom around this sewer and blast these little the nubbins that are on the wall.
Oh, you gotta blast the nubbins.
Evil nubbins.
Poo nubbins?
I think they're like creatures. They may be made of poo.
Well, if it's in the sewer, where else would it get the protein to form life?
Their diet has to include at least some poo.
Of course. It's those, a fecal society.
Those cut scenes with James Earl Jones, though, are really amazing.
Yeah, he brings a lot of gravitas to it.
So the space sewer? Pilot blast those nubbins.
The fate of the world rests on your ability to destroy nubbins. And I remember, you know, just playing it and going, oh my God, I'm in a thing. Oh, this is terrible. And that process took about, I don't know, a day.
Yeah.
And I think that has been people's relationship with your connects, your moves, mm-hmm. has been like, oh my God, I'm doing, nah, this isn't that good. But I will acknowledge that I think Just Dance has a little cult around it, and I think that they will probably keep making those games.
I had a really nice time playing Wii tennis at my grandfather-in-law's funeral.
Ooh.
Sounds like an inappropriate funeral.
Yeah. Well, I sort of wandered off.
Yeah, yeah.
At a certain point, not during the service.
To be fair, it was at an arcade.
You guys got pizza, salad bar for the grown-ups.
Visit a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, dust to insert corn.
Oh, man, I got to finish this. I got to finish the sermon.
That's how they get you, though. That's how they get you.
Where was the – it was at the wake?
So the service was held in a chapel at the old folks' home.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, there was a wake and mm-hmm. reception. And everybody was getting together and talking to everybody. I did that for a long time. And then me and my brother-in-law were wandering around.
Looking for ways to honor his life.
Sure.
Exactly.
What can we do to really remember him? Sure.
And we found a common room with Wii Tennis in it, and we just played the shit out of that.
Because that pays a significant honorable homage to the man.
Yeah.
Grandpa invented the power pad,
that's
which
true.
I think was the technology that led to the Wii.
Yeah. That's actually not true, Jordan. But he was a power glove.
Oh, right. John Power Glove.
My wife is 1/4 power glove.
Oh, so your kids automatically are.
Yeah, exactly.
They should put that on their college application.
See, right, yeah. It's like being an Eskimo.
Yeah, yeah.
It means they get automatic Canadian citizenship.
Oh, huh. Weirdly.
It's an odd. Mm-hmm. It's called the right of return.
Mm.
Free
trip to Israel for some reason.
Are there any other? I mean, what about those headsets? I put on one of those things.
What headsets?
You know what I'm talking about.
You mean the 3D virtual reality?
Yeah,
thing?
I put that on at South by Southwest Interactive a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and I played Paperboy.
Mm-hmm.
Which was about as good as regular Paperboy.
Was it from the perspective of the Paperboy?
I was on a stationary bicycle, pedaling this stationary bicycle, and basically doing Zeke Hiles, trying to throw the newspaper left and right.
And someone was videotaping
and
for blackmail.
And someone was videotaping on the outside. Yeah, no, for public consumption. Someone was videotaping me do this. Yeah, it was one of the worst moments of my life.
This is an Oculus Rift you're talking about?
That's what it's called? That's the thing, yeah. Kind of gave me a headache.
Those give people motion sickness.
Yeah, I tried to try one too and was very, very sick afterwards.
I was told that there's a new version that makes you less nauseous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, our friend Adam...
Now with added nausea, like you're like, oh no, I want to barf.
Our friend Adam Lissagor, formerly of the Smash 8 Comedy Podcast, You Look Nice Today,
mm-hmm.
he's shooting things for Oculus Rift mm-hmm. somehow. I don't understand how it works.
Huh.
He told me it's really fun to watch a movie on Oculus Rift because you can make it seem like you're inside a movie theater watching it.
But you could just go to a movie theater and
movie
and
theaters
it would be
exist.
Much less barfing.
Movie theaters exist.
Yeah, but I mean, you could watch the next couple episodes of Game of Thrones that leaked in a movie theater.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know, here's my theory about Oculus Rift. I think that anything that involves a specific piece of complicated hardware mm-hmm. probably will not catch on. I think video games are easy because you hook them up to your TV, which you already have, and
right.
you don't need a third thing.
Right.
I think, you know, like Guitar Hero hung around for a long time. Rock Band hung around.
Yeah, but the Duck Hunt gun and whatever the gyroscope.
Oh, Rob the Video Robot.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't.
Jordan had Rob the Video Robot.
Of course
yeah.
he did.
And I got burned by his spinning metal discs, which got very hot very quick. 2 levels into that game, those things are easily over 100 degrees. So yeah, I think that it'll probably be something that'll come out. Early adoptee people will get it and say it's the coolest thing ever, but then it'll just go under beds.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I may be eating my words in 5 years when we're all got helmets
on. Yeah,
should
I make a wager on that?
Okay, guys. I'll see you back here in 2020 if we're all wearing Oculus Rifts. I owe you guys a TGI Fridays gift card.
Right. Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
5 years from now.
Okay.
We all meet up back here.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And if we're not wearing Oculus Rifts, we get married.
Yay. Inside an Oculus Rift gay marriage church.
Yeah.
Doesn't count if it's an Oculus Rift.
Do you think triple marriages will be illegal by then?
They've got to be.
In 5 years from now, everything's going to be legal.
We're
going to be spending space bucks to drink hologram drinks. It's
sure.
going to be amazing.
Oh, I can't wait.
How many laser
you're
bucks
married
are there?
Now.
Yeah, now you're married.
That was my that was an example of a laser marriage.
Oh, that's nice. That's a
thank
good one.
You. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Do you think it's okay to finish someone else's food? Do you have a fight with your friend over whether or not he should wear his Phillies garb to a Colorado Rockies game? Does your wife want to keep a chamber pot in her art studio? If so, please do not write in to Judge John Hodgman. I heard all those cases already. Judge John Hodgman is the show where I, John Hodgman, adjudicate disputes between real people calling in over the internet, and I tell them who is right and who is wrong over such important issues as, is a machine gun a robot, and is it okay to go through the garbage at the Canadian House of Pizza and Garbage? Bailiff Jesse Thorne rounds out the cast for a fun-filled podcast of judgment and justice. Kind of two of the same thing, actually. Judge John Hodgman, take a listen if you do not mind. I order it. Come visit the courtroom. It is open to all and located at MaximumFun.org.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Sam Riegel, Oculus Rift.
I don't think you are an Oculus Rift,
no,
Sam.
No, I'm not.
Sam,
but...
I think you are the – I mean, we're talking about nicknames. Usually people just come up with some, you know, some goofy stuff, some nonsense, maybe like something from their childhood. You, I think, are in a very unique position in that you are our first guest who could – respectably say Sam Riegel, Spider-Man, and fucking mean it. And that fucking means, I don't know, I think own it. If you would, I don't want to place that on you, but if you want to, we want to take this again.
Yeah, we should take it again.
I think you should own it.
We should take it again.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Sam Riegel, I'm fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It is. It's true. Although, I have to say, our colleague Lindsay Pavlis was in here. Mm-hmm. She was excited about Phoenix
People
Wright.
People love
simulation.
Lawyer games.
Yeah. Kids
People
are going nuts
Phoenix
for them.
Wright. It's a big cult thing. I mean, I do get it. I was going to say I don't get it. I do get it. It's a really fun game. It's a puzzle game. It's all mm-hmm. about like logic and these interrogations and stuff. He's trying to find the flaws in people's logic and stuff. It's a good game. It's a good game.
You just went in there and you were like, objection, Your Honor.
I had literally six lines. Objection! Hold it! That's it.
That was great.
Case closed!
Sam, can you do this thing where you get a line?
Yeah.
Let's say you get issued your sides.
Yeah, got
Somebody
my sides.
Somebody issues you your sides.
Yeah, just you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth.
Sure, yeah.
Get issued
you brush your teeth.
Get your sides. Sure. check the fax machine.
Yeah.
They're coming through on the wire.
You get your sides. You go step up to that microphone. Let's say your line is objection, Your Honor. Let's
sure.
just say.
Yeah,
let's,
yeah.
Let's suppository for a minute.
Let us suppository.
You say, and you go up and you give us a take of objection, Your Honor.
Well, it depends on the context, obviously.
Okay.
But
if the context is the opposing lawyer has said something to which you object.
Oh, I see.
It's like a courtroom situation.
I meant for my character, but yeah. So you could objection, Your Honor. I went Southern
like
lawyer.
Sure, yeah, that's a fun genre.
Yeah, I figure most of them are.
Yeah, yeah, most other
most lawyers who object are portly Southern lawyers.
Sure, yeah, and they're dabbing their forehead.
Yeah, there's sweat. It's a sweaty thing. There's lots of ceiling fans.
Can you also like if I said do that happier? Could you do it?
Sure. Yeah, that could be.
Do it again, but with more attitude.
Well, wait,
happier and with more toot.
Are you a director or are you just some guy on the street?
Yeah, no, I'm a guy on the street who's hired you to star in his video game based on you got a good video gamey look.
He's got a face for games.
You were just lounging by a pool at the Hollywood Hilton.
Sure.
I am a talent agent. I hired you to be in my video game
because
I thought you were a beautiful boy.
You know absolutely how Hollywood works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talent agents.
I do. Well, okay. Sorry. quick correction. I'm a talent agent.
Sure.
You're lounging by the pool at the Hollywood Hilton.
I'm with you. This tracks.
You're a young mechanic. Okay. Go ahead. So, objection, Your Honor, but you got to give it happy, but with a toot.
Happy with Tude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Objection, Your Honor.
That was pretty solid.
That was good.
I went happy, but sort of like a edgy stoner guy?
Sure.
I don't know.
This is why he's a professional, Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He
I really
can
feel
take
on
our
spot.
Notes and work them like this. Boom, 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 boom. Have you ever auditioned for a voiceover thing? You auditioned for a Marmaduke that one time.
Oh, yeah. I auditioned to be Marmaduke in the Marmaduke movie, and they gave it to Owen Wilson.
I feel like you were probably pretty close on that.
I think I probably did all right. I don't still have my audition tape, but I bet it was pretty good.
You keep it on a tape?
Right. That's maybe why I did it because I sent it to him on a reel-to-reel.
We have a kind listener who worked in the Comedy Central promo department, and he would cut promos. And he got me a job as the voice of Comedy Central Super Late Fun Time.
Oh, wow. That's a great gig.
Which was great. I mean, it was only one session, but I got checks, miscellaneous checks for $200 for like several quarters thereafter.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So that was great. And he got me an audition to be the voice of Comedy Central. This was before our friend Kyle Kinane got the job.
Sure.
And I realized, like, I went into that. I read the script in the way that it sounded in my head. They asked me to do it differently. I realized I was incapable of doing it differently.
I've hit my limit.
Yeah. I was like, I think I gave you a take of that already, guys. I could do it louder. That's where I was at.
I could put on a different shirt.
Do you want me to do an accent? I'll do an accent. I think I can do an accent.
Transylvania vampire?
Yeah, but at one point they were like, can you do it like less announcery? And I'm like, I don't think so. I think that's how I talk. I think that's my natural... that's the gift that God gave me.
That's the thing that everyone wants now is less announcery, more casual reads. Like you're talking to your friend, just having a beer, sharing a beer.
Hey, you want to fly Delta? Cool, dude.
Yeah, totally. The copy hasn't changed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still, you know, DirecTV now for only $14.99 a month. But they want to just chill. Like you're
they
just
want DirecTV,
to
give it to you. Now only $14.99 a month.
They want to give it with
some dude. Yeah.
Like, DirecTV. Get it now for $14.99 a month.
That was good, too.
Shoot. The thought went out of my head. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's okay.
I had a great thought in my head, and then when I was giving you guys that sassy toot.
You know what?
Here it is. I got it back. I'm not trying to brag, but I spent the $140 and got myself MLB.TV this season.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I can watch any out-of-market baseball game anytime I want to.
On your phone, on your iPad, on your TV.
Across media.
Atlanta? Wow. Kansas City?
You got it.
Maine?
Yeah, sure. The Maine Sluggers.
The Maine Lakes.
The Maine Crabbers.
I have been listening to Giants games. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan. I've been listening to Giants games on KNBR68, the sports leader, and their flagship station. Mm-hmm. And I had not listened to commercial radio at all in 12 years, I would say, roughly.
Okay.
Because the only thing I really listened to on commercial radio was baseball games. Mm-hmm. And they're not, you know, I don't want to listen to Dodgers games because I hate the Dodgers. So it's been a long time since I've listened regularly. And the thing that impresses me is the astonishing range of capabilities of the talent in radio commercials. Sometimes a person will be in a radio commercial and do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put that at 1 in 4.
Sure, sure. And then there are those ads which have been recorded either by the host of the program you just saw or
were
listening to, or clearly someone who just kind of hangs out at the radio station.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And their acting, quote unquote, is noticeably bad.
It is amazing when there's two groups of truly spectacularly awful ones. And I'm totally leaving aside, you know, Shane from the Shane Company and, you know, like his read of diamonds and, we want to put your diamonds in you or whatever. Like, that's understand. When it's like the owner of
is that their slogan? We want to put our diamonds in you?
Yeah.
That sounds revolting.
Open wide and take our diamonds.
Yeah, our diamonds, your prostate. Let's do that.
Sure, yeah.
Bite down.
Here come the diamonds.
So, like, that has a certain charm. You know what I mean? If Noah from Noah's Arcade is doing the voiceover for your, it has a certain.
It's
local
forgivable.
Business.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
absolutely
understandable. We've seen that.
And granted,
it's a permutation of, you know, Crazy Joe's big screen TVs. Who Man Hyundai is a favorite one of mine that plays around.
Oh,
have you guys seen Who Man Hyundai?
No, I haven't seen it.
They're a treat.
Most of the ones that are hosted by local radio talent, they may not get the tone right, but at least they have a professional sounding delivery.
Sure, sure.
So they're fine. So it
they're not slurring their words. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be like, "Hey guys, it's me, Rennell, for Jim's Mortuary Warehouse." You know, and you're like,
tone's off. The tone is off.
But that's fine. You know, it could be worse. But the really bad categories, there are two really bad categories. One is professional athletes. Because it's clear that, you know, like, rarely is an athlete spokesman in a television commercial visibly horrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
They cover up for their ability or lack thereof pretty effectively on a TV commercial. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some variance between those who do a better job and those who do a worse job. But mostly they do fine.
Yeah, they're set up to succeed.
Right. You know, and it's 30 seconds and they shot all day. And there was 17 people on set whose job it was to make sure that they had enough good footage of whatever, Kevin Love saying that Shane Company diamonds are a slam dunk.
Up your rectum.
Yeah. Shane, just don't do that. Don't do that part at the end. That's not in the script. You're just saying that.
But on the radio, it's clear that what they do is just the athlete. It's the Giants. Tim Lincecum goes to the Hyundai dealership.
Sure.
As they're giving him the keys to his free Hyundai,
they're
holding a microphone up to his face. And he goes, "Hey guys, it's me, Tim Lincecum, for Richmond Hyundai. Come get a Hyundai free or pay for it. I got mine free from Hyundai Richmond." That is one special category. The other is the ones where it involves acting, not just announcing, but it's a scenario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which are sometimes the most appealing types of ads.
Because it tells a little story.
It tells a little story. It gives you a little
takes you on a journey.
A little skit.
But sometimes the actors are so horrible.
Yeah.
Where do these people come from?
I mean, something you'll hear a lot on like modern rock radio is an ad for a tattoo parlor, and it is clearly done by the people who work at the tattoo parlor, but not even saying like, "Hey, you know, hey, this is Spike, come get tattooed by me." It's just someone going like, "Come on down to Huntington Tattoo." You know, it is the
you can
most
hear the buzzing
guttural
of the needles in the background.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You can hear the bong being packed below the mic.
I feel like there are at radio advertisements for big national brands where the actors are notably horrible. Like, it'll be like a mom and she goes like, "Where can I get a fillet of fish?" And they're like, can't there just be someone that like underlines the word she's supposed to emphasize?
Nope.
Bare minimum?
Nope.
I bet that there is so much grandfathering in that business. And it is so on its way out that I bet the fuck it quotient in like radio ad making is probably higher than, you know, the guy who runs the Laserdisc factory.
How do you think Regal got Spider-Man? It's that grandfathering in.
Yeah, yeah. I was just
his grandfather was Spider-Man and his father before him.
a long line of Spider-Mans.
But yeah, I mean, I bet you. I mean, it seems like at a certain point, there was a certain point in video games where it was just fuck it. And I know there's a lot of bad voice acting in video games,
but of course.
It seems
it's getting
like
better.
Yeah,
on the long arc of games, it's much
sure.
Better.
It has improved so much in the past, you know, 5 years.
But radio ads not.
But yet,
so.
I think that maybe the more popular technology is getting better and the less popular technology is
getting
worse.
But how would the public demand a stronger radio acting repertoire? I mean, there's not really a clamor and cry from the public saying,
sure.
Your radio ads are shite.
I will not try the Jack in the Box thick burger, buttery thick burger, until somebody sells it appropriately.
Yeah.
What proportion of video games – Sam, you've worked on a variety of video games.
I have.
What proportion of video games is the person in charge of directing the voice talent?
Yes.
A person with expertise in narrative entertainment and voice talent directing?
Half.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, what time? Yeah. I was going to say, what proportion is it just whatever guy was around at the video game studio?
Yeah, I mean, like, you'll either get someone who really knows the game because they were one of the designers. They know the ins and outs of how the level works, but they have never spoken to an actor before in their life and can't convey anything other than, do it again? So that happens. And at least you know where your voice will be fitting in the game because they can tell you the backstory of what happened on the previous level and what's going to happen if blah, 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 clicks, blah, blah, blah. But then the other half is someone who really knows how to work with actors but then also sometimes doesn't know anything about the game. So you'll get a line.
Yeah.
You'll get a line out of context and it just says, you know, like, hey, can you give me a hand with this? That could be under heavy gunfire.
Sure.
Or it could just
be – it could be sarcastic. Yeah. It could just be a casual – someone needs help opening a jar.
Yeah, it could be a porn. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
Unzipping their fly.
Yeah.
Right.
And so inevitably we get asked to do it. Yeah, you know, let's just get one every way.
Just, as if this was a joke, as if this was desperate, sarcastic.
You know, we'll get one straight down the middle, just flat as a pancake.
Sure.
And then one, let's say your arm got blown off and you're in heavy critical condition as you scream it out. Yeah.
Sure.
Any scenario you can come up with.
That would lead to – I mean I think that is the thing that happens a lot when you watch video games. There is that disconnect of what is happening versus how the person is delivering it.
Yes. Or if it's a line that you don't know the line that has just preceded yours, because a lot of times video game script, it's just your lines.
Well, especially because it's so nonlinear.
Exactly. And these scripts can be 70,000 words – lines long.
And you got to say the name of every Major League Baseball player. You got to say the name of every Major League Baseball park.
So you don't know what you're responding to. So when you go to play the game, the question is, hey, can you give me a hand over here? And the response is, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Sure, here you go.
Is there ever a situation where they do pair the guy who knows about the game with the person who can talk to actors, or is that something they
– No. That definitely exists, and it's becoming more and more of a thing. Quality matters.
When they're doing that, do they ever hold hands? It would be cool.
They yes. 5 years from now, they'll be laser married.
It's like a physical
– Well, not if Hillary Clinton gets her way, right?
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Boy.
I don't want to get on my –
Get political.
I know she's against laser marriage.
Jordan, come on. Let's go.
It's a slippery slope though.
That's true. I mean, I'm for laser marriage, but I'm not for comet marriage.
Right.
I think that's against God.
How would you feel if a laser married a taser?
I mean, yeah. Sexuality's a continuum.
What if they both married a flazer?
That's not a thing, I'm against it.
Oh.
I'm against it because I don't think made-up words should be married.
Even if they rhyme with laser and taser?
Especially not.
Okay.
That's what I'm most prejudiced against.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a very weird set of beliefs.
Because of some stuff in Deuteronomy about flazers?
No, Jesse, in Dianetics. Have you not read Dianetics? I give you a copy every year on your birthday in hopes that you'll read Dianetics.
Dianetics, the real-life science of flazers.
That's why you're so stressed out and being so suppressive.
That's right. You got to get rid of those flazers.
Got to get rid of those flazers. Your head is swimming with flazers.
Yeah, you got to... Go clear.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la.
Brian, spring is sprung.
Spring is sprung, which means throwing shade is here.
We are.
It's here every season.
We've been here every season, yeah. But now we're here again.
If you don't know what we do, we take a look at lady issues and gay issues, and we treat them with much less respect than they deserve, and we do it every week.
It's politics, it's comedy, it's absurdity, it's...
A lot of hairstyles.
Oh, so many hairstyles.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just in your head, picture people with a bunch of wigs on, talking smack, and smoking dope.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Sam Riegel. Hold it!
That's good.
That's funny.
That's a good
funny.
Ace attorney.
Phoenix. Yeah, thank you.
Who's Phoenix Wright's rival? Some other guy.
Apollo...
Oh, no.
Anton.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed,
Apollo...
yeah. Something like... Anyway, that's okay. I was wondering if that's a different... I don't know. I don't know if you've met the guy who plays
of course,
his rival.
Of course. See, the thing is, I have children, so I don't play games.
Sure.
I never play any of the games that I'm in. I don't know anything about them. When I go to these conventions, sometimes you go to these conventions mm-hmm. and they ask you questions about the games.
A con, they would call it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I know the lingo.
Yeah, they ask you a question about the games you're in. I have a cheat sheet that I bring with me.
Oh, nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, with little notes on like what the voice sounded like mm-hmm. because they often ask you to do like to hey, will you say my friend's name?
Yeah, do my
in the voice
outgoing
of
voicemail. Yeah,
whatever. And I have no idea.
Do they ever say, is Phoenix right here? Can we talk to Phoenix right?
And you turn around and you put on a hat.
In James Lipton style?
Yeah, usually James Lipton's at those cons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He moderates a lot of panels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're at the Pearly Gates.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Sam and we did a con together. It was my It was my first panel-y thing. We did WonderCon for this web series we did.
Yes.
With Geek and Sundry. And it was the two of us.
And Felicia Day.
And when the Q&A period came, all people wanted to know about was Felicia Day's impressions of the two guys on Supernatural. I remember like feeling just like, I could not be more superfluous.
Oh, yeah. And we, from what I remember, we were seated sort of way on the other side of the panel table.
Yeah.
So there was a physical distance between us and an emotional distance.
Sure.
And a status distance. Like, they were there for her. And then
right.
these two ugly guys were on stage with her as well.
Sure.
It was amazing.
Who had no connection to the guys from Supernatural.
Nope. But we chimed in a lot.
I think we did a great job. I really remember that situation and going like, oh, I think me and Sam really held our own. We weren't the, you know, we weren't the star attraction, but I think we contributed. And I think people walked away with a positive impression.
Yeah. And there's pictures of us all over the Googles.
Yeah. I like having a picture of me mid-con. As part of the Google image search.
Yeah.
It's
legit.
It's a badge.
It's
not maybe not of honor, but it's a kind of badge.
I will ride Felicia Day's coattails wherever I can.
Yeah,
at
right.
At least as good as like a Pinewood Derby badge.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Most improved. Participant.
Oh, speaking of participants.
Sure.
We're participating in a show in Santa Cruz this week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Santa Cruz, California.
Santa Cruz, California.
That's right.
Oh, I thought Santa Cruz, Arizona. That's amazing.
No.
That's even
Santa
better.
Santa Cruz, California. That's on the California Central Coast.
Mm. Wow. Wine country.
Why not? The UCSC High Club.
And you better believe when we go there, mommy's going to have her a little wine. I'm talking about myself. I'm mommy.
Oh, you're mommy.
Mm-hmm.
The UCSC High Tones all women's a cappella group will be joining us on the program.
Speaking as someone who was in a college a cappella group, I can tell you that you are in for a treat, my friend.
Do you know the High Tones?
I don't know the High Tones. I do admire their punny name.
Sure.
And an all-female group is always a sight on the eyes.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, it's good. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
We have John Vanderslice, mm-hmm. indie rock celebrity John Vanderslice will be joining us there, as well as Bucky Sinister.
Sure.
Great, very funny Bucky Sinister, all at the Cumbia Jazz Center on
April
24th.
Santa Cruz, Arizona.
Santa Cruz,
California.
New Mexico.
Okay.
It is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
We've already sold a lot of tickets. They are going fast. It benefits our old college radio station, KZSC.
Mm.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so run and get your tickets. You know, at Rachetacular is coming. She's driving down from Oregon.
Holy cow.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, so if you're somewhere on the Central Coast and you aren't coming.
Give me a break.
Yeah, geez. You look like
Valley, you're complaining about going over the 17.
You look like a real chump right now.
Grab some
chump
wine.
City.
Grab a little wine. Get in the car.
Get down there.
Make yourself a little road soda.
Grab a bag of wine.
Sure.
Get those Kumbwa Jazz Center tickets right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Go to MaximumFun.org. That's all I have to say about it. I just want to make sure people come.
Sure.
We're selling tickets fast. I don't want people to email. You know that thing where they're like, oh, how come you never come here? Yeah, we just did, asshole.
Yeah.
You should have got tickets.
You
like
didn't
Rach
come.
Rachetacular did.
Yeah, boy.
Rachetacular got her tickets.
Should I know who Rachetacular is?
This is like a super popular Jordan Jesse Go fan.
Oh, she's super
She's really
fan.
Big on the Reddit.
Hangs out on Reddit.
Have you met her in person?
Yeah, we've met Rachel in person, I think.
I think she was in the Mabim Bams show as Game Recognized Game.
Yeah,
I think that's to the larger Max Funiverse. She is a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can't wait for your a cappella experience.
I think it's going to be great.
Oh, speaking of game recognizing game, mm-hmm. invited guests on our program,
mm-hmm.
JT the Bigga Figga,
mm-hmm.
the hitmaker behind Game Recognized Game in the Bay, Maine.
Sure. Now, you've invited him. Has he RSVP'd?
Invited guest, mm-hmm. JT the Bigga Figga. San Francisco rapper,
sure.
JT the Bigga Figga.
Appearance pending.
Representing the Filmo.
Maybe should we just invite some other guests? Invited guest, Gwyneth Paltrow. You might know her from Goop.
Yeah, she's the editor of Goop. Did you know that, Sam?
I did know that.
Invited guest, Gwyneth Paltrow of Goop.
Invited guest, Iron Man from the movie Gwyneth Paltrow.
Is that what that movie was called?
Gwyneth Paltrow featuring Iron Man?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah. It's part of the larger Gwyneth Paltrow-verse.
She's in that movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's not in the second one?
Well, she's in the first in the first Iron Man. Is she in all the Iron
She's
Man?
In all three, yeah. And I think she's given a little bit more to do in the third, which is nice. So
That's nice. They threw her a bone.
Threw her a bone. Hey,
she needs
hey, you want to blast some lasers in the last 10 minutes of this, Gwenny?
Yeah. I want for that.
Mm-hmm.
Invited guest, the alien symbiote.
Sure.
Late 1980s Spider-Man comic books.
Mm-hmm. If you're out there, you're invited. Is it a free thing, or is it just like we're saving him a seat?
Are we inviting Venom and Carnage, or Venom or Carnage?
Yeah, only one Spider-Man space villain.
Are they
villain.
Invited to attend or perform?
Yeah, they're gonna do. They're like a
they actually have
to.
They have an a cappella group.
Yeah.
It's Venom, Carnage,
Rhinoceros Man.
Green Goblin.
It's probably called like Big Treble or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Treble.
I'm trying to think what the a cappella version of the Sinister Six would be.
I just see that Sam just nailed it.
Yeah.
He just nailed it.
Yeah.
Big Treble.
That's the supervillain a cappella group.
Wow. Okay. When something momentous.
The Sinister
happens
to Sopranos?
You, like your friend.
Ooh, wait. Maybe.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The Sinister Six Pranos?
Yeah. Anyway. If you can make an a cappella pun for the Sinister Six, get at us on Twitter.
Who's in that Condor Man?
It just changes.
It changes?
Yeah.
No.
It does.
The lineup's always changing.
The lineup's
groups,
got
right?
You got to switch
change.
It up.
It's the same six.
It's not the same six.
So some people stop being sinister?
Yeah.
Like who? Condor Man?
Yeah, Condor Man.
He was always on the fence.
Yeah. Kraven the Hunter gets bored easily.
Condor Man's like, I'm out of here.
I'm going to get married to a laser. Yeah, kill the okay.
By Kraven the Hunter or mm-hmm. a different hunter?
Yeah.
Just a standard hunter.
No, there he's extinct.
When something momentous happens to you, we have you call us 206-984-4FUN, 206-984-4FUN.
Little less announcery.
Mm-mm. A little more.
Can I try it again?
Yeah, sure. A little less announcery. Just like a casual, talking to your friend over a beer.
When something momentous happens to you, call us at 206-984-4FUN. I mean, whatever, dude.
That's really good.
That's great.
That's
I like
change.
That ad-lib at
That's
the end.
That's a good beat, yeah.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
really
you very
good.
Much.
What is this, Vince Vaughn over here with the ad-libs?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Man.
You know what? A lot of them, what we do is we do one take for the script.
Sure.
Uh-huh. You got to get it as written.
Let it loose.
As written and then,
you know,
yeah.
Let it loose. Like let's say, I might say, if something momentous happens to you, you call us at 206-984-4FUN.
Great. We got that.
Yeah. It's okay. In the can if the editor wants it.
Just play.
Okay.
Just play. This is your playground.
Oh,
If something momentous were to happen to you, we want you to call us at 206-984-4FUN.
Wow. Inspired, original, unique, indecipherable.
Sure.
Really good.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
Offensive.
Inorganic.
Everything.
Kind of broad, ethnic, early 20th century caricature that I'm really known for. Anyway, let's take our first call.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, guest. This is Jeff in Memphis calling with a momentous occasion. After 2 months of calling me Mama, my daughter just finally called me Dada for the first time. Thanks for the show. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It's nice.
You know what? Some people say that teenagers have bad attitudes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh. Jesse, I'm guessing it was a baby.
Oh, some people say teenagers have bad attitudes.
Move it along. Nothing to see here.
Tut, 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 tut.
What, which did your respective children say first, mama or dada?
Red clovers, green stars, and bad attitudes.
Some lucky
I remember
teens.
When they introduced a purple horseshoe. That was
yeah, sure.
Purple horseshoe. Yeah.
Purple.
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 Purple. Purple. It's a jolly old day with Mary. I think Simon said mama and Oscar said daddy.
Okay.
Oscar still loves to say daddy. He says it about a lot of things that aren't me.
Just points to the Roomba?
Yeah, exactly.
The Roomba is very nurturing, though.
Sometimes when the mailman comes, in fact, almost always when the mailman comes, he says daddy.
He says real daddy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say real daddy?
Biological daddy.
Yeah, biological daddy.
You know what he says?
Secret
he says,
daddy.
Mommy told me yeah. real daddy, big dick.
Yeah. Then he says, whoops, was not supposed to tell you. I go sleep now.
And then he says,
he's like Frankenstein.
He does. Yeah, yeah, he's a Frankenstein.
Mommy told me, num-nums? Keep secret.
I give him some of the num-nums.
Yeah, you got to get some num-nums.
My kid calls me Papa. It's not Dada.
That's fun.
It's Papa. It's Papa.
Is that because you're a Smurf?
You Smurf-like qualities.
Yes. No. It's just, it stuck. I don't know why. I really like it, though.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Me too. It's fun.
Papa's nice. Papa's nice.
It has a kind of a prospector-y quality to it.
Hello, Papa. Excuse me, Papa. Can I have some num-nums?
Mm-hmm. You really are known for these.
These are some great voices.
He's busting out all of them.
I have so many voices that I can share with your hearts.
If you'll just let you just open them.
Open your hearts.
Open your
let
chest.
In the voices.
Let the,
yeah, sure.
The diamond in.
If you'll make a single deep incision.
You'll fill it with voices.
Let's take our next call.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. Hey, Go. This is Nat from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I just walked outside and saw a yellow Mini Cooper parked in front of my house that was yellow with black question marks painted all over it. And as I walked closer, I saw that the man sitting inside was wearing a suit completely covered in question marks as well. So I think I just saw the Riddler.
No, you saw Matthew Leska.
Thanks, bye.
You saw legendary infomercial personality Matthew Leska.
I think this guy. I think this guy just squandered an opportunity to make thousands of dollars placing classified ads.
Yeah, or getting free stuff from the government, right?
Which is it? Is it classified ads or is it stuff from the government?
Now.
I can't either.
There's a guy who government. It's the government,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's the government. Yeah,
how do you make money from placing small classified ads? What am I thinking of?
I'm sure there's a way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Selling exercise bikes in the Penny Saver.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a book that tells you how to get free shit from the government, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Lesko's the author.
Wow.
Here this guy was running away because he thought it was the Riddler.
Thought it was a supervillain.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Riddle me this, Matthew Lesko. How can I get free stuff from the government? What government programs are waiting for me?
I wonder what is in that. I guess I don't even have any concept of how that works. What? I know he walks along walks along the National Mall.
Yes.
And yells at you during a Comedy Central TV edit of Half Baked. But I guess I have no – I know that guy, but I have no idea what exactly it is he's selling.
Is it just ways to milk the disability system?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, roughly speaking. I mean, mm-hmm. NEA grants too.
Okay, yes. You need to get some art and covered in poo.
Mm-hmm. Find out the information that Jesse Helms doesn't want you to know. No one knows what Matthew Lesko really sounded like.
Sure.
Yeah, because he was doing a voice.
It's impossible to know. But that's my suppository of how yeah. he speaks.
Hmm. It's a good, deep suppository.
I don't even know if that was the real Matthew Lesko, the guy in the commercial. It could be like a Dave situation.
It's not, I'm the real Matthew Lesko.
I don't like this Matthew Lesko voice. It's the worst one you've done.
What's wrong, Jordan? Don't like my Matthew Lesko voice?
No, it's creepy. It's real creepy. I would prefer the offensive Irishman. Bring that guy back out. Have him tell me how to get rich placing small classified ads.
Hey, do you know, Sam?
What?
Do you already know about Jordan's signature voice character?
No, I don't.
I think this is something you could bring to some casting directors.
Okay, okay.
Look, we've been having a lot of fun sharing some of my 1,000 voices.
You have many more voices than I would expect.
I've got a deep bag of tricks, but Jordan has a character that I think could be the star of the next Call of Duty game. It's called Liam Neeson doing an American accent.
This is what Liam Neeson or, you know, another European actor
sure.
sounds like
okay.
when he's trying to do an American
okay.
accent.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Dominic West.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Christopher Eccleston.
Okay.
These are all examples.
Okay.
Hey there. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. I love hot dogs. Uh-huh. All American. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Give me back my daughter. Yeah. There it is.
Wow. Yeah. Standing ovation.
Thank
That's
you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
If you have a momentous occasion to share with us, call us at 206-984-4FUN or email us at jjgo@maximumfun.org. Put it in your telephone right now, 206-984-4FUN. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. Jordan Jesse Go. Who am I? Oh, I'm just Jesse Thorne, a relaxed, cool dude. Hey, I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy's guy who loves beer.
Jordan Moore, Spoy Detective.
And Sam Riegel will say,
how do you spell that?
H-O-I-T-Y.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
T-O-I-T-Y.
Yeah.
How can you say another victory for the web slinger, but for everyone's favorite, what do they call it? What is everyone's neighborhood Spider-Man?
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Another win for your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, but you have to say it in the toity-toity-toity. Let's hear it.
Oh, if it isn't another win for your friendly neighborhood, a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That's good.
Now I'm off to pack me pipe with
you Pete. Know, I feel like if a game came out with just joke voices like that, I feel like it would sell.
It seems like that should be like at least like a mod or like a downloadable
yeah.
thing that you can do.
It's just a version of Doom.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
Where
all the monsters are.
All the Nazi spacemen or whatever it was. It was the bad guys.
They're all, yeah, just 1920s Irish.
Instead
or
of
other
fighting
cartoons.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Instead of fighting zombies,
come to my
fighting Darby O'Gill.
Maybe that could be like a downloadable thing, like microtransactions. Yeah. You can have a thing where, like, if you're tired of these, you know, these war guy voices or these Spider-Man voices, you just, yeah, you download.
They have zombie mods. They should just have bad radio acting mods.
Yeah, right, yes.
Could we make a DLC for Skyrim?
Sure, no, yeah, we're all the elves or the goblins.
Oh, you're dragonborn now.
That's actually pretty close.
Oh, you've achieved him. You've achieved majestic power.
Yeah. Now give me back my daughter, yeah. That's right.
I'm good at archery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I feel like I would replay a game.
Let's gather lavender.
I would pay an extra $5 to replay a game with offensive voices.
It's like those GPSs that have Mr. T's voice.
Or
sure.
Elvis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Elvis? They have Elvis GPSs?
On my ways, when I fire it up, it's Elvis's voice saying,
I'll turn left. I'll keep going for 3 miles.
Do you think that's the real Elvis?
Yeah. No, they got him before he died.
Elvis, we have an idea for this technology. It probably won't be around for another 40 or 50 years.
Just give us a bunch of directions and mile markers.
Just give me the names.
This will make me live forever, right? live forever because I'm inside people's phones telling them where to drive.
Just say Cahuenga a few times.
Whatever you say, Colonel.
I saw the most amazing.
Colonel,
that guy's a genius.
What did you
say? I saw the most amazing thing at work. It's on.
Job.
I work on a lot.
Job drop.
Yeah, a Hollywood lot where there's a lot of showbiz going on.
Sure.
And you know, sometimes you see people kind of going, you know, hither and thither in costumes. Mm-hmm.
Like an old-fashioned Warner Brothers studio.
Yeah.
There's an Indian who walks by.
Right, a Roman centurion. And someone's leading a camel.
To be clear, I think the expression is actually hither and zither.
Excuse me. Hither and laser. Yeah, hither and flazer. And it's mostly like what they film on that lot. It's like Nickelodeon shows, so it's like cool teens, a lot of cool teens.
Sure. Jesse's famous cool teen character.
Yeah, like your famous cool teen character.
What can I say? I live in this hotel.
Oh, Drake.
And I saw the most amazing thing on my way out. It was just a guy sitting on like a bench and his head was in his hands. Like his head was in his hands like, I've had it. Fuck this. Dressed like Elvis. And it was so fun to just like with coworkers go like, oh, man, it's been a really rough year. It's been a really bad year.
God damn.
I want to put a gun in my mouth.
Oh. My prescription ran out.
Sometimes I just want to feel something, anything, even if it's pain.
Damn. Elvis is wondering if this is what rock bottom feels like.
Sad Elvis. Could have, if we would have gotten a picture, it would have been a meme.
Oh, I cut to feel.
Well, we had a lot of fun on this week's Jordan Jesse Go, doing funny voices, talking about video games. Just classic Jordan Jesse Go stuff, Jordan.
Goofing around.
Brian Fernandez is our producer. The star of Brian and Lindsay will totally eat that. We shot 8 episodes today. Going to shoot some more episodes tomorrow. Made Brian eat some jellied eel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shitty food out there.
You saw that jellied eel.
Wow.
Does not look like something anyone wants to eat, right?
No, not in its presentation.
Brian is outside gagging right now, thinking about what it felt like in his mouth. Oh, man. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our theme music, Love You by The Free Design, courtesy of The Free Design, and Light in the Attic Records. Our thanks to them for letting us use it. You can find it on Kites Are Fun, the best of The Free Design.
It's an acapella group.
It's a real song,
mm-hmm.
A. And B, it is a song that a music director would know about. They didn't hear it on Jordan Jesse Go and put it in that Delta commercial, okay? We know about the Delta commercial.
Yeah. They copied you.
No, they didn't copy us. It's just a song that people know about. It's like, you know, it's a thing that people know about.
Yeah.
Delta copied you.
Right.
The old Delta. Give us the old Delta copy.
This is the second time they copied us. We had our hub in Atlanta.
We had to move.
Yeah.
You also charge for baggage.
Yeah. We also have a very good $5 snack box, though.
Sam,
if you want
Riegel,
a Slim Jim and some cheese.
Sam Riegel, our guest on the program. Let's do a quick list of the television programs on which you currently appear, Sam.
Appear?
Appear auditorily.
Zero. I appear on zero programs with my face, but my mouth makes sounds that are I can be heard on Wander Over Yonder as Emperor Awesome, and I'm sometimes on Sophia the First as a voice, but I work on those shows as the voice director as well. And I work on Sanjay and Craig and a bunch of other awesome cartoons, and you can hear me doing a Cortana commercial.
Oh, that's right. You are the guy who wonders where to get flowers to Cortana, and Cortana helps you.
Tell me where to get some flowers for my wife. That's my voice in the Cortana.
Do you give it like a relaxed, chill read?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, man, whatever. It's just
need some flowers.
Cortana.
I'm a classic Seattle dude.
Yeah.
Generation X.
Yeah. You can't place me in one of your boxes. I'm just having a coffee, doing my own thing,
Looking
Cortana.
For flowers.
Yeah. That's me. That's me.
Did I see you have some sort of – I think this is tied to something that you're up to. You have some sort of new Twitter avatar where you're a magical elf.
We're going to get into this now at the end of the show?
I don't know. Is this something you could quickly plug?
Yeah,
you know,
man,
you're a magical
every
elf?
Thursday night on Geek & Sundry's Twitch feed,
mm-hmm.
I play Dungeons & Dragons with a bunch of voice actors, and it's called Critical Role. We play from 7 to 10. We stream live. Thousands of people watch us play Dungeons & Dragons, old school pen and paper, hand-drawn maps, and I am a level 9 gnome bard, and I sing in every episode.
Hey, check it out.
Yeah. It's really geeky. It's really fun.
You just tripled down. You're like, oh, we're on Geek & Sundry. Oh, it's a show where we play Dungeons & Dragons. Me and all these other voice actors.
Mm. And I sing.
Intense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's super nerdy.
Sing Jonathan Coulton songs?
I will next time.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Sam Riegel has been our guest on the program, and what a delight he has been to have here. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yes.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.